As part of a very busy schedule, Alison, I suppose there must have been some way that Dad could relax. Can you tell me a little about how he did that and what were his hobbies, for instance?
Yes. Well, I do remember he was always a great man. He could sleep. He could fall asleep quite happily. And I do remember Sunday afternoons was, you know, Dad had a good old snooze after Sunday lunch and he was definitely not to be disturbed. So that I do remember that as a child. But he loved the garden. We had a big productive garden in Hatherley Road and he used to enjoy helping Mum out with that. Loved holiday times down in Cornwall. I think those were very special to him. And, yeah, great times there. In terms of hobbies, we've always had a bit of a giggle about that because Dad applied his single-mindedness and focus to his hobbies as well, and some were more successful than others. I think his first, well, we described it as a bit of an obsession. It didn't last as long as the others, was fishing. It perhaps wasn't his forte, so he gave up on that one, but he had a lifelong interest in photography. He kitted out a fishing boat, which sat on our front drive in Hatherley Road, and he spent many a weekend tinkering about and putting engines in and making a wonderful sort of cabin. And again, as the youngest one, he then launched it down in Cornwall on the Camel Estuary, and I think the joy was very much in the making. The actual going to sea was a little bit stressful, I seem to remember. There we go. So I don't think he kept the boat for too long. But anyway, but he was very skilled. He perhaps on the sort of back of trips to America and CB radios and all of that, he became a pretty accomplished radio ham. And we turned his little upstairs office, the shack, and he could be found up there having great conversations with people from all over the world. And that was a great joy. And also, he was just incredibly skilled with his hands, and we've all got, you know, lovely memories of Dad in terms of, you know, beautiful bits of furniture that he made. And yes, he was really skilled, which is amazing.
And there's a little program here I can see, Alison. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, that relates to my grandfather, and this is in 1923. It's the Atlas Male Voice Choir. It's a programme for the concert at the Guildhall. And I know, you know, Grandpa certainly had a wonderful singing voice. Well, both my grandparents did. But yes, obviously he took part in that. I also know he did a lot of amateur dramatics. Whether or not that related to the Fieldings group, I don't know. But I've certainly got pictures of him in costume with my grandmother singing in the Mikado. So yes, that's rather lovely. I came across that in all the... in a box of stuff that we've got up in the attic. So I think that was rather wonderful.
I noticed it on that programme on the front page, Alison, it mentions lots of Fielding names. Could you just read those out, Alison,
well,
please?
Yeah, President John Fielding Esquire, JP, and then underneath Vice Presidents, FB Fielding Esquire, SF Fielding, AF Fielding, and JC Fielding. So, yeah, quite a... collection.
Thank you very much. Could I just clarify one thing, Alison? You mentioned Hatherley Road. There's a Hatherley Road in Cheltenham and there's Hatherley Road in Gloucester. I think it was a Cheltenham one, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
69 Hatherley Road. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.